those of you who are not average level thinkers, and that's the top 2 percenters that are listening to this, you would think that would make people feel bad, that they're average and they're doing what everybody else is doing. No, it actually makes them feel good because they want to be part of the group. See, their desire to be part of the group is stronger than their desire to be successful.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get to use those of personal initiative. Dre, what is personal initiative? That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, today we are finally out of our 10-part series here. We're talking about the emotional challenge of success. So it kind of connects to what we talked about in that 10-part series, but different angle. Before we get into that, I remind everyone to send out a text every day. Actually, it's not going out every day right now, but it will be going out every day once we get shit together. It is called The Daily Motivation. It's guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. You want to be getting this text. I want to be sending it. So as soon as we get it fixed, you'll be getting it if you're a member of my text community. So all you got need to do right now, only thing you need to know, is text me at my number right now, 305-384-6894. Once you text me, you'll be in the community. And then once those messages are going out again, you'll be getting them. By the time this comes out, I record these in a healthy way ahead of schedule right now. So by the time this comes out, maybe we'll have it fixed, maybe not. But either way, it will come again. So make sure you text me at that number. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's a place where I do my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct personal coach, if you would like to be able to talk to me on a regular basis personally and share with me what you're working on, share with me your challenges, let me identify where we could ask a better quality question than the one that you're even thinking of asking, how I can help you get to the outcomes that you want to get to in a, first of all, get your mind clear on it, get you out of the negative thoughts that may be slowing you down, get you a clear game plan, make sure you have a system so that we can do the stuff you want to do over and over and over again, and make sure that everyone and everything is being held accountable to do its proper job. Come to Work on Your Game University, because that is what our framework is based around. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is also down below in the description. So let's get into this topic, the emotional challenge of success. What this is about, what we're about to talk about, is the internal struggle that can be represent itself in the form of distress. That's the kind of stress that causes gray hairs and for someone to feel or look 10 years older than they actually are. That's distress. Y'all know about that. And eustress, this is the good kind of stress, the kind of stress you get when you push yourself to do something that may be uncomfortable, but you're doing it on purpose because you believe that this pushing will make you better, stronger, healthier, better in the long run. So that's eustress. Think of lifting weights, for example, or running a marathon. That's eustress. The stress that comes with being a successful individual. Again, it can be distress or it can be eustress, but either way, it's stress. So anyone who increases their level of success in life will deal with what we're going to talk about here today. The question is not if it's going to happen. The question is, how will you choose to deal with it? How will you choose to handle it? That's what we're going to address here today. I'm going to give you some points today that will help you to deal with it when it happens, or if you are in the midst of this happening right now, you're dealing with some stress that is accompanying your success. I'm going to tell you how to deal with that stuff. Okay. So if you are not achieving new levels of success right now, then save this episode so that when you do, you will have this as a reference. And if you are achieving new levels of success right now, then listen to this right now because it's perfectly on time for where you're at. And if you have achieved new levels of success already in your life and you remember those times, listen to what I'm saying here and you will notice that the things that I'm going to tell you here today, you're going to tell yourself, damn, I wish I had listened to Dre. I wish Dre was around talking about this back 5 years ago when I was going through this exact situation. All right, and tell me if I got any of that wrong when this episode is over. Let's get to it. Point number one. The topic once again today is the emotional challenge of success. Number one, most people are average. All right, now you know that. You listen to the show enough, you already know, you heard me say that a million times. Most people are average. So for you to be successful, meaning you must divert from the beaten path, meaning you're going to do something different than what most people do. Because again, most people are average. So since you want to be successful, that means you have to do things that most people have not and will not do, which is more of an emotional challenge than it is a tactical, strategic, or skill challenge. It's not a logical challenge to be a successful person. It is an emotional challenge to be a successful person because you are going against the grain and doing something that most people do not do, most people will not understand, and most people would not advise you to do. This is hard. This is a subject that we touched on from a lot of different angles, most specifically in episode 2733, when I talked about the void. And in all the episodes where I talk about separating yourself and doing things that will make you exceptional and different from what the masses of people normally do, such as the last 10 episodes of this show, literally the last 10 episodes where I did that 10-part series on why you may be fearing success. In all of these episodes, I'm talking about you doing something that takes you off the normal path of what most human beings do. This is an emotional challenge and a mental challenge. It is not a skill challenge. It's not a logical challenge. It's not a tactical challenge. It's not a physical, tangible resource challenge. It's an emotional challenge. And what you need to understand, that the biggest challenge of being a successful person, and when I say successful person, let me be clear what I mean by that. Success is a relative term. It means you are doing success-driven activities on a consistent basis. That's what I mean. Now, what is a success-driven activity? You tell me. You tell me what is a success-driven activity for you. Because one person's level of success may be different from someone else's. Now, your barometer may be $100,000 a year is success, where someone else may say, well, I need to make $1 million a month to be successful. Neither one of you is right or wrong. You choose your success, but you need to choose it. Earl Nightingale said that success is a pursuit of a worthy ideal. So what is that worthy ideal for you? And again, worthy is another relative term. Relative just means each person gets to choose what it means for them, but you need to decide what it means. And you need to be thorough and consistent in what it means for you. Because if you keep moving the goalpost, then you can never score. So what does success mean for you? For you to be a successful individual, doing success-driven activities is much more a mental and emotional challenge than it is physical. I've said that 3 times already. Which means it's not a question of if you have the physical ability or the tangible resources to do so. See, many people who feel like they are not yet at success say, the only reason I'm not successful right now is because I don't have the physical ability or the tangible resources. I just don't know things. I don't have the skill to do these things. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't know the right people. I don't have the right information. How many of you are telling yourself that story right now? You don't have to raise your hand and admit it, but you know if I'm talking about you. This is not a question of that, though. If you're listening to me right now, you already have those things, or you have access to them. You're not far away. If you don't have them, you're not more than a step or two removed from them. The question is not about that. Question is whether or not you're willing to push yourself mentally and emotionally in such a way that you can do the things that will create the consistent success that you want. Let me say that sentence one more time. Question is not whether or not you have the tangible resources or the skill or the knowledge or the information, whether you have them or you're a step or two away from them. You ain't that far away from them, even if you don't have them. The real question is if you are willing, keyword here, willing to push yourself mentally and emotionally in such a way that you can do the things that will create the consistent success that you want. That's the key. That's the real challenge here. Because if you're listening to me right now and if you're listening to a podcast on a podcasting application or you're watching a YouTube video, that means you have a data plan, you probably have a smartphone, you have access to Wi-Fi. All right, you're already living better than 97% of the world's population. All right, you are living in a developed world. All right, so I don't want to hear any of you talking about a lack of resources. I'm not saying that you have every resource, but you are much closer to having resources than a lot of people are. That's not your challenge. Your challenge is your willingness to push yourself in a mental and emotional way in order to get the outcomes that you want, whether you have the resources or not. That's the real key. And as soon as you accept that emotionally as well as intellectually, that's when things are going to start changing for you. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. And that sounds like the missing link in your process. And let me give you a hint. It is the missing link in your process. I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Topic once again today is the emotional challenge of success. So now that we've established this, let's move on to number two. Most people find more solace in being part of the group, even to their own detriment, than they will prefer to succeed in relative isolation. Let me say that again and word it a little bit differently. Most people are more comfortable being part of the group, even if being part of the group means being average, than they would feel succeeding by themselves. Most people would rather be average and a part of the circle, the social circle, than be successful and be a little bit more isolated. Now, let's be clear about something. This is not a black and white. This is not a binary. It's not like if you're average, you're going to have friends. And if you're successful, you're going to be by yourself and alone. Because then some people might say, well, Dre, I want to be by myself. So if that's the choice, then, hey, I'd rather have some friends. So I'm not saying that this is a binary. I'm taking both of these to the extreme. All right, to help you understand. All right, if you're average, doesn't mean you're going to have a ton of friends. You might have friends. They might be a bunch of fucking losers. So these may not be the friends that you want to have. And when you're successful, it's not like you're going to be the only person who's successful. There are successful people who can be your friend when you become successful. You got to leave the people who are average and go to the other place, and there are successful people there. So as they say, when people tell you it's lonely at the top, they're lying. All right, it's not lonely at the top. There are plenty of people up there too. There are fewer people, but there are plenty of people, if you understand what I'm saying, which you should. Human beings are wired for socializing. We are wired to socialize. We are wired to be connected to each other. We are designed to want to be part of a group, and we want to be included with what everyone else is doing. This is just part of our normal human nature, is that we want to be included in the group. Whatever the group is, we want to be part of it. Again, this is just our normal wiring. Now, each of us has a different level of need and desire when it comes to how much of a group we want to be a part of. But each of us has some of it in us. Now, we have different ways of conditioning ourselves to want more of it, or to want less of it, or to care more, or to care less, or to be one of the people who wants to bring people together, or be a type of person who doesn't care about bringing people together. But we all have some of it in us. It's part of our normal wiring. Just being human, you have this in you. Again, some people have more, some have less, but we all have it. This is the reason why most people are average, what I just told you. This is the reason why most people are average, because we are wired to be part of the group and most people are average. So this is, you just end up average. It's based on self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the reason why most people are average. Even when listening to things like what I'm saying here today, most people will remain average, even though you're hearing everything I'm saying and you're logically processing it and you're consciously considering it and you're saying, damn, that does make perfect sense. There are people who will listen to exactly what I've said for the first 12 minutes of this episode, and you're still going to go do average stuff because it's who you are as a person. And my 12 minutes of talking is not going to undo your 37 years of conditioning and behavior. So you're not going to change because, again, 12 minutes against 37 years, which one would you bet on? This is why being successful is exceptional. You have to be exceptional to be successful because you have to do things that most people simply will not do. Most people are conditioned to be average, and this is why most people, they become and remain average. And no matter what you say to them logically and intellectually and rationally, they are not changing, and you ain't going to change them. So don't try. Don't waste your resources. The logical acceptance of what I've said so far in today's masterclass will not change the emotional wiring within you unless you, not me, but you, make a dogged, conscious, and intentional process of doing so. Should I say that one again? Let me say that again. The logical acceptance of what I'm saying will not change the emotional wiring within you until and unless you make a dogged, conscious, and intentional process of doing so. You have to do it on purpose. Till you do that, you ain't changing. Now, someone like myself can help you, but you have to make the choice. You have to make the decision that you want to change. Then you go find somebody who's going to help you change. It's like there are plenty of people, especially in the United States of America, who are obese and overweight. And I'm not saying that as a figure of speech. I mean that literally. There are a lot of people who are obese and overweight. I did an episode on this in episode number 2786. You're not big boned, you're fat. And I really was talking about being out of shape. I talked about this in episode 2680, some realities about your health. And also talked about it in episode number 1922, five keys to health and energy. And it was one other episode where I talked about it, actually a couple more. Episode number 1502, wealth doesn't buy health, taking care of your body. And in the United States of America, we have an obesity epidemic. And we have an epidemic of people who are overweight and physically unhealthy. Now, how do we have this when there's a gym? There are easy access to gyms here in the United States of America. Any of you who has lived or traveled outside of the USA, you know that getting access to a gym is not nearly as easy in other places as it is here. All right, we got gyms everywhere and they usually got everything that you need. And I've been to other countries and other places. I'm like, where the hell is the gym? We can't even get access to the damn thing. But here we got them everywhere. If you're in a place with nice weather, there are parks everywhere. And down here in South Florida, there's a park on every other corner. There's a park. All right, there's places that go do things and get in shape. There are personal trainers all over the world. There are personal trainers falling out of the sky down here in South Florida. If you live in a place like New York, LA, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, there are personal trainers all over the place. How do we got all these obese people when we have all these resources for people to not be obese? Why is that? Because until the person who is obese decides that they want to change, it doesn't matter if the resources are available to them. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? You could get on damn YouTube and get a personal trainer for free. Just pick a video. Now, every day, you could, for 10,000 days straight, you could pick a new video for free that will take you through an hour-long workout to help you get in shape in your living room by yourself at zero cost. Why we got all these obese people in America? Because they have not made the decision to do anything about it. It's not a lack of resources. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? Just listening to this alone is not going to make anybody change. Left to our own devices, human beings, most people just do what they see everybody else doing. Problem is, most people are average. All right, you see how we keep coming back to the same concept? This doesn't make people feel bad. As a matter of fact, it makes people feel good. So you would think, those of you who are not average level thinkers, and that's the top 2%ers that are listening to this, you would think that would make people feel bad, that they're average and they're doing what everybody else is doing. No, it actually makes them feel good because they want to be part of the group. See, their desire to be part of the group is stronger than their desire to be successful. And since most people are average, when you're part of the group, you're probably not going to be successful unless you're choosing a group intentionally and with purpose. And those are successful individuals. That's a different type of group choosing. Most people just fall back into whatever group is around them. It just happens naturally. Problem with something happening naturally is that you end up with the average people. So natural is not always good. It's unnatural to be successful because, again, the natural thing, the natural outcome for humans is to conserve energy, conserve time, and do as little as possible, which usually ends up in being average. So just because something is natural does not mean that it's good. Keep that in mind next time you go to the grocery store and you read the labels on some processed food that you shouldn't even be buying. So being successful, folks, means doing things that will separate you from the masses of people and in some ways isolate you relative to being part of the average masses. Being successful means you are going to do things that will separate you from the average masses, and in some ways it will isolate you from the average masses. Most people don't want to deal with that type of isolation. This is the emotional issue. They don't want to deal with the isolation that comes with success, which translates to our brains the same way as physical pain. This is a scientific truth that when we feel isolated and we feel like we're by ourselves and we don't have anyone else with us, even though there are people, but we're just not part of the in group and we're an outsider from the circle, we experience that the same way that you would experience physical pain, like dropping a weight on your foot. You experience the pain the exact same way. It may not be the same level of pain that translates to our brains as pain when we're isolated and we don't have people around us. And this is why many people remain average. It is a choice, whether consciously or unconsciously, it is a choice. Now, again, I want to be clear, this is not a complete binary black and white. There are times in life when you don't want to be isolated, where you want to be part of a circle. You want to have other people around you. You want to be able to relate and communicate and have others that you can count on and others who can count on you. I'm not saying that you need to be completely isolated all of your life, because remember what I told you, it is not lonely at the top. There is more space at the top, but it's not lonely at the top. Those are two different things. But you're going to be isolated from the average masses. There will be fewer people at the top. Again, not nobody, but just fewer. And it is a choice if you want to get up there. The challenge is, as I talked about in episode 2733, is the void between you leaving the average masses and reaching the top where everybody else is at. There's a space in between. And when you're navigating that space, you will be even more isolated, maybe literally isolated. And you got to have the mental toughness and the emotional fortitude to deal with that void until you get to the top where you want to be. Or if you don't have it, you're going to retreat and go back to the average masses where you were. And again, this is a choice. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is the emotional challenge of success. Point number three, the standing ovation or the pat on the back that you want to get for standing out and rejecting the crowd is never happening. See, you may be thinking that, okay, Dre, I'm going to do it. I understand the concept of the void. You listen to episode 2733. You know you're going to do it. You listen to this 10-part series we just finished yesterday on why you may be fearing success. And you say, Dre, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand out from the crowd. I'm going to be different from what everybody else does. And once I do that, I'm going to achieve success. This is the vision you have in your mind. You're going to achieve success. And then all the people who are naysaying you or not quite understanding, you're going to see your success. And they're going to say, oh, now I get it. Now I see why you did that. They're going to clap for you. They're going to give you a trophy. They're going to throw a parade in your honor. And they're going to come pat you on the back for the fact that you had the courage to go against the grain and not do what they did and become an average person. And you became an exceptional person. They're all going to finally see the light. And they're all going to, again, honor you and love you forever because you showed them the way. It just took you some time to figure it out. I'm here to let you know that that is not going to happen. Now, the part about you actually becoming successful, that's going to happen. But the part about them acknowledging you and recognizing that you had the right plan all along, that ain't happening. So if you are doing all this because you think that's what you're going to get, you're looking for some external validation from the masses, that ain't coming. So if that was your reason, get a better reason. Don't quit. Just get a better reason, because that reason is not going to happen. When you do things to separate yourself from the group and make yourself successful, there will come a time when people actually notice and they realize, like, damn, this person was right. They were right to not go with us and do that thing. They were right to stick to the plan, even when it seemed like the plan was a dumb plan. They were right to separate themselves from the masses and do something different. People will realize that in their minds. They will think it, but they're not going to say it. Probably not to you. And if they say it, they ain't going to say it that loud. And you're not going to get a celebration and an award ceremony for it. So if you were thinking that, again, let me say it again, that ain't happening. There will come a time when people notice it, that you separated yourself. They will notice it. They will see. It will be obvious. You won't have to say it to them. They'll see it. It'll be obvious. But, okay, even though they will notice it, you would expect that logically they will see that success and they will, again, celebrate, congratulate, wonder how they can get to your level as well. Tell us how to do it. Let me buy your book. Let me sign up for your course. Let me come to your event and I'll help you out in doing this. Many people have come before you, done the same things that you're on your way to doing. They had the same thought and they were all as equally disappointed as you would be if I was not telling you this right now. Do not go create success with the expectation that the average people that you left behind will see the light and then honor you once they finally figure out that you had the right plan all along. They will not honor you. They will not acknowledge that you had the right plan all along. They may appreciate your success grudgingly, quietly, maybe not at all, but there's not going to be a parade for you just because you went and created success. It's not happening. How many of you, let me ask this question. How many of you have created some level of notable, obvious success in a particular area? And I've had many people, I know some of whom are probably listening to this episode, who have actually told me these stories. How many of you have created some financial success? And you have people in your family who want to be financially successful and you've offered to help them and they simply don't accept your help, even though they know that you have financially figured it out, but they still won't accept your help. How many of you had that happen? Many of you are nodding your head right now. How many of you have created success in a certain industry or career or a certain profession and someone else wants to get into that industry, career, profession, and you could tell them exactly what to do. You could literally coach them on how to do it. But not only do they not come to you for help, if you called them and offered it, they probably wouldn't take it. How many of you had that happen? How many of you have had someone that you know, friend, family member, who wants to get into the industry that you're in, and you could literally put them on? You could put them on. Like, go, fill out the application, give it to me. I will get it to the right people at the right time. I will put my reputation on the line, leverage it, and I will get you in the game. And they just won't do the simple one step that will help them get into the space. How many of you have had that happen? How many of you can think of someone you know in your life right now who simply won't do that? They don't want to accept your help. How many of you have had that happen? Exactly. Here's the point. When you separate yourself from the masses, you think that everybody's just going to beat down your door and want to be like you. No, the hell they will not. They will see you. They will know that you created success. You don't have to tell them. They see it. They may not say it, but they see it. It's obvious. They are not going to celebrate you. They will not throw you a parade. They will not stare at you in amazement and wonder how they can be like you. For the most part, let me tell you what they're going to do. Now, you want to know what's going to happen? And those of you who have created some level of success in a certain space, and you have people who maybe could be your peers or could get in with you, or you would help them out if they wanted to, and for whatever reason, it's perplexing to you why they don't come to you and ask you for help because you could easily get them on. Let me tell you what's actually going to happen. Those people will, or they are, those of you who are experiencing this already, or you have experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. They either will or they are completely ignoring you, or they are finding a way to either verbally or mentally discount your accomplishments compared to theirs, or their lack of accomplishments. They found a way to mentally discount it. That's the reason why they're not accepting your help. You're making $300,000 a year. They're making $30,000 a year. You could help them with how to make more money if they would just sit down with you for 30 minutes and listen to you, but they won't even call your phone or take your call or even engage you in conversation about it, even though you're right there available and willing. They won't take it. How many of you have had that happen? How many of you know someone in your life right now who that fits that description? Of course you do. Why are they not coming to you? Because I told you, people are who they are. So you may be wondering how this compares to what you see. Again, I talked about this in the series on why you may be fearing success. In Western society, many of you may see in your myopic worlds that celebrities and entertainment and sports worlds seem to be celebrated in a way that you think you would be celebrated for creating success. Understand that celebrities and entertainment and sports are few and far between amongst the successful. All right. Of people who are successful, most of us are not name brand known, like can't walk out the house by ourselves. We need security to go to the grocery store. Most of us are not that. Okay. So when you see celebrities and entertainers being treated as kings and queens and their rose petals thrown on the ground everywhere that they walk, that's not how most people who are successful live. So do not be fooled by that. Okay. I'm explaining that by saying this. Most of the people you see getting celebrated for their success, like who actually do get celebrated, that's a very small percentage of the successful as a whole. That's like 1% of 1%. Most of those people you see being celebrated, they are publicly noted for their success, meaning the world knows about them for being successful. Most people who are successful are relatively unknown. They are not publicly noted. They're not in a magazine or in a newspaper or on some website with a million followers. The celebrations you see of famous people are celebrations of their fame, not celebrations of their success. Those are two different things. What you see in Western society, those of you Americans, those of you Westerners who look at social media and you see these famous people, listen, would it be great maybe to be that person? Maybe for some of you, yes. Understand, those people are being celebrated because they are famous. They're not being celebrated for their success, because often we don't really know what their success is. I mean, we know what the headlines say and what the internet says, but trust me, as a person who's seen both sides of it, both overestimation and underestimation, what the internet says about your success is not always necessarily true. All right, there are things on the internet said about me that some of these are like, this is inaccurate, whether it's too low or it's too high, too much or too little. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. So what people are celebrated for, again, in the Western world, are for their name recognition, not for their actual accomplishments. So make sure you understand the distinction. And for what it's worth, many athletes, we're talking specifically about athletes, get on that level simply because they have genetics that other people don't have. All right? You can't work hard to be 6'10 or 6'4 for that matter. And those people are celebrated because they just happen to have a genetic win. They hit that genetic lottery in a way that allowed them to do things athletically that other people couldn't do no matter how hard they work. That applies to a lot of athletes in every sport, by the way. And when it comes to entertainment, it's a little bit different game, but similar concept. I can't speak on that one as easily as I can speak on the sports one because I come from the sports world. So again, these people are celebrated just because they have some things that they didn't really control all the time. And it's really the fame, which you can't always control. You can do what you can to manufacture it, but that's not, they're not being celebrated for success. They're being celebrated for fame. And then people tend to, in Western society, especially the average masses, they tend to equate fame and success as if they're the same thing. They're not the same thing. Because there are people who are very successful who are nobodies. And there are famous people who, if you knew the whole story, you wouldn't believe they're successful. You would say, oh, this person's not even successful. This is famous. But again, some people conflate these two. They're not the same. Different conversation that we may have on a different day, but maybe not. Let's recap today's class, which is the emotional challenge of success. This is about the internal struggle, the distress and or eustress that comes with becoming a successful individual. Point number one, most people are average. Always remember this. To be successful means you are diverting from the beaten path, which means an emotional challenge much more than is a logical or tactical one. Are you willing to do the things that will create success, even though doing that is separating you from the average masses around whom you have grown up, learned, partied, drank, studied, and hung out with? Are you willing to separate yourself from those people to be successful? Are you willing to make that trade-off? That's a question. Point number two, most people find more solace in being part of the group, even if it's to their own detriment, the detriment of their own success, than to be relatively isolated and be more successful. You got to decide which one you want to be. I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but you got to choose. Because in the long run, you only get one life here. So you got to decide, do you want to be successful or do you not? Even if being successful means separating yourself from the people who you've been around all your life. Number three, standing ovation, pat on the back you think you want to get for rejecting a crowd and becoming successful is never coming. All right, people are not going to celebrate you and throw a parade for you because you became successful, even though it is clear that your decision to divert from their path made you successful. People will notice that. They will see it. It will be obvious to them, but they are not going to celebrate you. They're not going to come around and tell you, man, you were right all along. I mean, you may get a few of those few and far between, but most of the people who see you become successful are not going to celebrate you for it. They are going to see you, notice you, and for the most part, ignore you. That's pretty much how it's going to go. And you can find this out the hard way if you want, but do not go and try to create success because you believe you're going to get validated and recognized by the average masses. For the most part, the bet, the smart money would say, no, you're not. All right, so just keep that in mind. Find a different reason to be successful. Be successful, but find a better reason than that one, because that reason is probably not going to happen. That said, folks, make sure you text me. My number's down below in the description to join my text community. Also, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you'd like to have me as your direct personal coach, there is one way to do it. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, where we help people perform at their highest level, do so consistently, and make more money in your business based on our four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. Again, with me working directly with you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Are you ready to take your health and well-being to the next level? Or if you're already at the next level, you want to make sure you stay there? Introducing AG1, the ultimate all-in-one supplement that will revolutionize your daily routine. AG1 is meticulously crafted to provide your body with a comprehensive blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. What does all that mean? Let me make it simple. It means you're getting the perfect solution for those of you who are committed to optimizing your health and fueling your body with the very best. I take this stuff myself. Besides water and my protein shake, I don't put anything else in my body. Whether you're a professional athlete or someone who values meticulous attention to detail when it comes to what you put in your body, AG1 is designed with people like us in mind. But the benefits don't stop there. When you choose AG1, you're going to receive a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, a vital nutrient that supports a strong immune system and promotes healthy bones. On top of that, we're including 5 free AG1 travel packs so you can stay on top of your game wherever life takes you. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Your body deserves the highest quality nutrition, and AG1 is here to deliver. That's why I partner with them. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame.